The Delaware Contemporary, like a lot of other venues, is shuttered still because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and they've had to get creative over the past few months. And I would think, looking at what's in front of me, I would think that this event is going to be very creative. First off, Leslie, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Kelly, so much for having me.
Hey, talk to me about this event, this Art Escape drive-through event coming up on Friday, June the 5th. What is this all about?
Thank you for asking, and it is pretty exciting. We, on behalf of the staff and the board, have been working on this pretty hard from home, various different homes. It is the launch of our public art initiative. And so for many people who have driven by the Delaware Contemporary, we are in a now celebrating this year 20-year-old steel-clad building. And we've thought for many years about how to enliven the exterior and our little corner of the riverfront Wilmington. And so for the past few months, we've been in conversation and had finally commissioned a series of artists to work with us on a public art initiative. And those artists will be creating large scale, and I'm talking really large scale, 30 by 30 feet, 28 by 28 feet banners that will be installed on the exterior skin of our building. And so what is now a metallic finish will be enlivened with these bold, beautiful explorations of contemporary artists' ideas. And so the first artist that we have commissioned, who will launch what we're now calling the Platform Gallery, we've even named our exterior space because it will be an ongoing program. And additionally, for those who may know this or who may not, we are right along the Amtrak train line. And so as you're pulling into the Wilmington station or you're pulling out of the Wilmington station, you are going at a very slow speed past our building, just a few feet away. And so we thought it was a perfect opportunity to really engage Wilmington to the millions of people that travel up and down that Northeast Corridor every year. It's also accessible from I-95, so we're in this really great, very visible position to get artist work out there. And so what better time than now to make sure that it's up while we're all shuttered away, and while we all can't come inside the museum, we can all experience it visually from the safety of our vehicles. And so we decided to have a drive-through. So we have created a route that goes down Madison Street and then across West Street and into our parking lot that we share with the Navient building. So a viewer will come in into their car. They will see the largest banner, which is facing our West Street side of the building. And then they will pass through our entrance where there is another very large, I believe that one is about 20 by 16, back behind the building where they'll get the similar view from a lower vantage point of those who would be traveling on the Amtrak station. What's really fun about this first program is that the artist, and her name is Teresa Cromati, she has also developed a soundscape. And so we've put that soundscape together along with some interpretive material from the curator that is available to the public using a QR code so they can scan it with their phone and with their cell phone and hear it as they're driving past the work and the way that the artist might want you to experience it.
So kind of music to go with the art.
Kind of. It's some sounds, and she works with a performing arts group that she likes, and they recorded, I think, each banner project, each work of art has a 3-minute sound piece. If you were to get out of your car, when we all can get back to normal, there'll be speakers outside of the museum that are on the ground, in the landscaping area, and then at our entrance where you could hear a similar soundscape. So yes, it's background, but it's related to, her way of seeing the work, her environment for us as viewers. So that is kind of a fun element to it.
Let's remind people, we're talking to Leslie Schaefer. Leslie is the executive director at the Delaware Contemporary. Some fun and exciting things happening due to the fact that the Delaware Contemporary is shuttered right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Leslie, the artists that you've been talking about that are doing these scenes, are they all Delaware artists? How many of them are there? And talk about some of the scenes that will be on the building.
So the first artist, her name is Teresa Cromati. She is a Baltimore. She grew up in Baltimore. She is Guyanese American. Her father's Guyanese, and she lived in a very tight knit community of Black women in Baltimore that really influenced her work. She then attended DCAD. So she's local in that she lived in Wilmington for a couple of years while she got her degree in actually graphic design, and then went on, as many DCAD students do, to finish her education at Pratt in New York. And that's where she is now. She's very young. She's well under 30, but although she's emerging highly successful, her work is very bold, very colorful, very abstract, but really powerful. There's a lot of tension in it, and you really feel that kind of push and pull, especially in a time like this where we're all very kind of unsure about how we are responding to everything around us. Everything has changed. And I think, honestly, for her, when she probably came up with the idea a few months ago through the process of creating it, she, as well as Shuttered in New York, she will have been challenged, you know, to really think about her concept. Her idea here is about that power struggle, the power struggle of who's authored, who's given permission to represent the female form. She was chosen because we are, like many other institutions across the nation, celebrating the centennial of the 19th Amendment, and she fit well within that. What do the struggles of women today feel like? You know, how do they respond and relate to women 100 years ago, what they were trying to accomplish? And so in her very own abstract painterly way, she's commenting and continuing that conversation on how women are represented. So we're really excited to fit her in here. She's she will be very much on site. We're hoping to get her involved with a lot of our regular programming, especially programming with DCAD, and getting the students that are currently or at home or hopefully back into their studios next fall some time with her to talk about that very next step, because she's really only a few years beyond them.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Teresa the lone artist, or are there others?
Each of these projects are 6 months in duration. These projects have been curated by Kristen Heilman. She's our curator in residence. And the next artist that will come up in this conversation, in this series, her name is Anna K.E., and then she will launch her work in December. So Teresa's work will be up from June 5th through the end of November. And then mid-December, Anna K.E. will don the outside of our building, followed by that next June with our first male, and that's Malika Mugosi. So we have three artists for the next 18 months commissioned to do new projects, and they're all very, very different. K.E., Anna K.E., who's also part of our centennial celebration, deals with digital imagery as well, and somewhat, but in a very different way, addressing the female form. So each of these artists, to some degree, are figurative, but abstract in very different processes and approaches. What's really fun, I think, about the June 5th event, and I encourage everyone to go, you know, we can't get out to do art loops, and art loop is something that we've really been successful with at the Delaware Contemporary. It's an opportunity to have the artists in the galleries open up their new shows, and here the city is taking precautions and, you know, trying to maintain these social distancing with the possibility of opening art loops not until September. So right now, September 11th is the next Art Loop on the calendar for the city. So this is an opportunity for us to, you know, start thinking about getting back together, but do it in a very safe way. We will have music that you can hear outside of the soundscape when you finish listening to the banners. We have an interactive car-based art activity that you can participate by tossing something at a canvas that has been conditioned, shall I say, with some mysterious reveals. So the more people who come in, the more will be revealed. And, you know, you'll get a sense of what's to come for the museum in the future.
This sounds like such a fun event, an art escape drive-through, if you will, event coming up on June the 5th at the Delaware Contemporary. Leslie, anything else coming up this summer, interactive or virtual-wise, that the Delaware Contemporary is doing since you remain shuttered for the near future?
We had a couple of shows that we have... we're still planning to hopefully get the work in, and they may be virtual. We may not be open to the public, but as always, over this last couple of months, we've made them available both through video and through online interactive activities. You can get in and see those. So Cheryl Warwick, who is a Philadelphia-based artist, will show her work. We've extended Ellen Priest, who's a local abstract painter, until August. Her show opened right before we closed. And so she had, I think, about a week of public access. So we will keep her work open. But then two more pretty exciting things happened. While we were closed, we opened up social media competitions, opportunities for artists to submit work via Instagram. And we've commissioned a juror to make selections for a virtual exhibition, a social media exhibition. Those will be then shipped to us, and we will put those in our galleries, and if we're open, people can come in, and if not, again, we'll see them virtually. But there were, I think, almost 400 submissions to our social media opportunity for artists to show in our space, and so that's what our summer will look like. Additionally, for those who may not know, we have 26 studios on site, and artists who are part of our studio program will submit work, and we'll put together a show for their work that, again, may be virtual, may be live, depending on how things go. Maybe a few people at a time if we're able.
What is your website address so people can get more information?
Thank you. It's www.decontemporary.org.